Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. Casey, I understand we're going to talk about the 2020 annual meeting and director elections for REC today, but before we get into the weeds on that, explain to me why REC has an annual meeting.
Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has an annual meeting every year because we're a member-owned electric cooperative, and that means that our member owners receive the benefits and the profit of being owners of the business. And so every year we are required to have this annual meeting where we share important information with our member owners, like an update on the financial condition of their cooperative, as well as provide various reports from not only our board treasurer, but also our president and CEO. And so it's one way for us to keep our members really informed and engaged with their cooperative. But most importantly, the electric cooperative is governed by a member owner board of directors. And the annual meeting every year gives our member owners an opportunity to do a couple of things. One, any member owner that's interested in serving on our board has an opportunity to run as a candidate in our director elections. And then two, all member owners have an opportunity to vote for each of the board members that are up for election during each of the annual meetings. So it's a great opportunity for our member owners to participate in the democratic process, to stay engaged with their cooperative, and to take part in the decision-making.
Rappahannock Electric Cooperative covers a pretty wide territory. Can you remind me again what your service area is, and then tell me whether or not these board of directors are divvied up based on their geographical location?
We serve 22 counties from all the way at the top of the state of Virginia in Frederick and Clark County, basically almost all of central Virginia, and then down to the eastern shore Tappahannock area. So 22 counties, and we are divided into 9 different regions, and they are geographically based. Anybody interested in seeing what those regions are could certainly go to our website, and we have a map on the website that shows all of the 9 regions and how they're geographically developed. But even though the director for that region has to reside within that region, they actually are a representative for the cooperative as a whole. And so when we talk about our regions, a lot of times people get confused and they think, like in a traditional county or state election, you can only vote for the area in which you reside. But that's not the way it works for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. So this year, for example, the following 3 regions have elections. It's Region 4, Region 5, and Region 9. And any member living in any part of the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative service territory can vote for all 3 of those regions. The director themselves have to reside within that region. But again, they represent the cooperative as a whole.
So I'm guessing that because we are in the middle of a pandemic, that you're not going to hold that annual meeting the way that you've held it in previous years.
Every year prior to this year, our annual meeting has taken place in person. And so we've had member owners from all over the service territory who have joined us for an in-person event that we hold in Fredericksburg because it's really centrally located within our service territory. But this year, we're keeping the health and the safety of our member owners at the top of our priority list. And because of that, we're going to hold our first ever remote annual meeting. So we're not going to have the in-person meeting this year, but we are still making it possible for anybody who wanted to participate in the meeting when it takes place on the day of the meeting, that they'll have the opportunity to do so. So our member owners will have a couple of options. It will be broadcast through live stream. So anybody who wants to watch the annual meeting can just tune in directly from our website at 7 p.m. on August 19th, and they can watch everything as it happens live. Anybody who chooses to vote live during the annual meeting, they will have to register in order to participate. And when they register to participate, they'll receive information about how they'll be able to connect to the meeting. And in order for them to participate in the live activity is going to be through phone. And, you know, throughout the year, we host a couple of events every year, and they're called telephone town hall events. And they are really effective at getting a large number of our membership together. And so we're going to use that same technology to be able to allow member owners to join the annual meeting remotely. They'll hear the reports as they're given. They'll be able to participate and ask questions during the member comment session, and their vote on the annual night of the annual meeting if they wanted to vote during the live event. The voting process is all being done online this year. So anyone who registers for the August 19th event will receive instructions on the day of the annual meeting, giving them the login credentials that they'll need in order to access the site to vote during the meeting itself.
So that's a lot of different ways for members to be able to participate, because they could literally call in on the phone and be part of the live action while watching what's going on their screen on the website and kind of immerse themselves in the annual meeting, maybe better than they could have if they were there in person.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the reason we do that is because we know one option doesn't fit everybody. And so we wanted to provide options that, based on someone's accessibility to the internet or the convenience for them based on what they might have going on in their lives during that time of day, you know, they have options of how they're going to connect with us. So we really hope that is going to be beneficial for our members. But prior to the participation that takes place at the annual meeting, the past month and then the first half of August are really important, because that's when the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners have an opportunity to participate in the proxy designation process. So in the beginning of July, all of the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners received their proxy. So we sent the proxy to them as a direct mail, and we also have given our member owners the opportunity to participate in the proxy designation process online. So we've provided multiple ways for members to be able to participate in the director election, even if they're not able to join us on August 19th for the live event. They can still complete this part of the process and participate in the meeting.
Casey, I know we're recording this over Zoom as a podcast, but I muted myself for a second so I could jump up and run and get my proxy designation form. So I have mine already as a member owner.
Good, good. I'm glad that you received it. In the past, we have provided the proxy designation form to our members through our Cooperative Living magazine. And this year, we made the decision to send it out to our member owners a little bit differently. And we were unsure of whether you were more familiar with having received it through the magazine, but it seems like everybody has gotten it and has paid attention to it and is taking part as a member owner in completing their form, whether they complete it by paper or they complete the online web forms that we have available. And so we're really happy that our members are staying engaged with their cooperative.
Can you run through the dates for me again? When is the annual meeting and what are the deadlines to be able to get your votes in?
Sure. So I'm going to start with the deadlines. And the reason for that is because there's really two different things that happen. And the first deadline that everybody needs to be aware of, August 12th proxy designation deadline. So for everyone who received their proxy designation form by mail or chooses to participate by designating their proxy online, that has to be done by August 12th at 5 p.m. The annual meeting will take place on August 19th at 7 p.m. And in order to participate, any member owner or proxy that has been designated has to register. Registration will open at 7 a.m. on August 13th, and then it closes on August 14th at 5 p.m. So only registered members are going to receive the instructions on how to join the remote annual meeting, as well as the instructions to be able to cast their vote live during the annual meeting itself. So we've created an option for members as well to be able to register. So they can either call 1-800-552-3904, or they can register online, and there will be a registration form that becomes available to them on August 13th at 7 a.m. And it's a really easy online form that they'll fill out, and it'll give them an opportunity as well to enter the questions that they might want to ask at the annual meeting. And so we encourage everybody to participate using one of those methods, whether it's designating your proxy or participating in the meeting when it takes place on August 19th.
And there are cool prizes if you get your stuff in ahead of time, right?
Yes. So prizes are always something that motivates people. And so every year that we've had an annual meeting, we have always awarded prizes to members for their participation. So this year is no different. This year we had a series of prizes. The next opportunity to get a prize would be by returning the proxy by August 10th. So designate and return your proxy designation form by August 10th, and you'll be entered to win one of 10 $50 cash prizes. Then at the annual meeting on August 19th, we'll also award one prize of $100, prize of $50, and then a $25 grocery gift card and a $25 gas gift card. But I want to emphasize that all members are only eligible to win one prize. So if you win one of the prizes from the earlier deadlines, you won't be eligible to win one of the future prizes. And we do that so that everybody has an opportunity. Before you make your decision, please consider checking out the website, which is www.myrec.coop, so that you can see who the candidates are. You can read their bios. We even have a video from each of the candidates. And then included in that proxy that you received by mail is the same information. So take some time and look at that and get to know the candidates in this year's election.
Casey, thank you for giving me all of the information on how I can play a role in the leadership of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.